This is a recording of a guided pranayama practice intended for those students who've been coming to my pranayama classes. So as you know from our practice together, you find a supine position that works for you. A couple of blankets, a bolster, a couple of blocks, something to be in a supine on your back position, but supported, open, lifted, with a little bit more underneath your head so that you have that slope from your forehead to your nose to your chin. Lie back on your setup and take a moment to do a top of the head to a tip of the toe body scan. And get yourself well placed. In our method of yoga, we have a lot of attention to the alignment detail, and here it's no different. In pranayama, the flesh of the buttocks should be smoothed away from the low back. The skin of the back of your neck and scalp should be smoothed away from your shoulders. And you should be centered, even left and right on your blanket bolster setup. You could be in a supported shavasana. You could be in a supta baddha-konasana, a supta virasana. Any of those would do. As you settle in here and allow the breath to settle down, do remember that you shouldn't get cold. So cover up, put some slippers on, put an extra layer on. If you put a blanket over top of you, don't tuck it in like a cocoon, like a papoose, but to have it over you, but not to restrict you, not to tuck in. Pranayama is the practice of watching, directing, restraining the breath. And by restrain, I really mean pausing. It's not a harsh practice. You're somewhere between absolutely no willpower and very, very little willpower. That it is the directing and the moving, the coaxing of the breath. There should be no harshness, no gripping, no tension. And if you discern that along the way, then dial it back. Release, let go. Allow the breath cycles to be less deep, less shorter, less long, so that there's no tension created. No gripping in the throat, no hardness in your eyes or temples, tongue, throat, jaw, skin of your face, or anywhere else for that matter. Start now by bringing your awareness to your breath and just watch the breath as it moves in your nostrils. See where the inhalation touches. See where the exhalation touches. Sense the touch of the breath in your nostrils. Sense the temperature of the breath in your nostrils. And see if you can get a sense of the volume of air that moves through your right nostril, moves through your left nostril. This watching of the breath in different places in ourselves is a practice of its own. To not manipulate the breath or change the breath, but to observe the breath. Watch now as the breath moves through your sinuses, somewhere on that cheekbone area. Feel how the breath moves in your throat, where it touches the throat on the inhalation, where it touches the throat on the exhalation. And then see how the breath moves in your torso. So oftentimes I bring our attention to the chest, that place that's right underneath the collarbones, to the lowest part of the rib cage, and to the abdomen. See how the breath moves in your torso, how much moves in each one of those three places. Feeling how on the inhalation, your torso and abdomen expand, and how on the exhalation, those areas retreat. See if you can get a sense of how much volume of air is moving in your torso. Sometimes I call it our container. And just measure what's the volume, how much air is moving in, how much air is moving out. And if you can, draw your awareness to your diaphragm. If you don't have a sense of your diaphragm, that you can't feel your diaphragm, that's fine. Many of you have watched the video of the diaphragm, so you have a visual. You can use your imagination to see your diaphragm, how it attaches at the bottom of the rib cage, and how it moves down in the direction of your pelvic floor on the inhalation, and then back up towards the direction of your collarbones on the exhalation. It doesn't nearly move that much. It moves a rib bone or two's distance, drawing down, pulling the air in, moving up as it pushes the exhalation out. And now, let's try Ujjayi 4. Ujjayi 1 is watching the breath. Ujjayi 4 is a longer inhalation and a longer exhalation. I'll say the instructions a couple of times. The first time, I encourage you to listen to the instructions all of the way through. So that if your rhythm, if your speed is slower or faster than my instructions, you go with your speed, with your rhythm. Don't try and hurry the breath or hold the breath to match my instructions. If you listen to the instructions once through, you'll get a sense of what's coming, and you can carry on with your own rhythm, your own speed, your own depth. Encourage the breath to become smoother and smoother with each repetition, with each cycle. Watch a couple of cycles of breath. Pick an upcoming cycle. Allow the exhalation to be more complete. Maybe it's longer. And then take an inhalation, starting at the bottom rib and inhaling smoothly up in the direction of the collarbone. And then exhale. Normal breathing. We'd like the inhalation and the exhalation to be equal in length, equal in speed. No need to gasp at the end or fight for breath or get any hardness or heat in the temples or the brain. Less is more in this kind of practice. It's a gentle coaxing, directing, a passive abdomen. The movement comes in spreading the ribs so that the lungs can expand. And here we go together now. Watch a couple of cycles of breath. Pick an upcoming cycle. Allow the exhalation of that cycle to be slightly longer, more complete. And then, with a passive abdomen, take an inhalation starting at the bottom rib in the direction of your collarbones. And then an exhalation. See if the length and the speed of the inhalations and exhalations can be even and equal. And a couple of recovery breaths here, normal breathing. Watch a couple of cycles of breath. Pick an upcoming cycle. Allow the exhalation to be more complete. And then take an inhalation, starting at the bottom rib, in the direction of your collarbones. A full inhalation and then an exhalation. Soft, easy, smooth, matching the speed of the inhalation, the length of the inhalation. Normal breathing. We take these normal breaths as we learn the different patterns of breathing, and then we can, as we learn them, make them consecutive. So at first, when we're learning, they're discrete breaths with recovery breaths or normal breaths in between. It's a good idea to also do a little top of the head to a tip of the toe body scan to see where you might introduce tension and take a moment to soften, release, and let go of that tension. One more, here we go. Watch a couple of cycles of breath. Pick an upcoming cycle. Allow the exhalation to be slightly longer, more complete, and then take an inhalation. Start that inhalation at the bottom rib and inhale in the direction of your collarbones, and then exhale, matching the speed and the depth of that inhalation, and normal breathing. Recovery breaths. I'm going to watch the clock here. We'll take a couple of minutes to do a couple of cycles on your own. You can make them discrete with a couple of recovery breaths in between. Or you could try consecutive breaths with no recovery breaths in between. Ujjayi 4, I'll get you started. And then 2 minutes on your own. Watch a couple of cycles of breath. Pick an upcoming cycle. Allow the exhalation to be more complete. And then take an inhalation, passive abdomen. Start the inhalation at the bottom rib. And then take an inhalation in the direction of your collarbones. And then exhale, matching the speed and the depth and the length of the inhalation. And then maybe you're doing another breath, or maybe you're taking a couple of recovery breaths and doing discrete cycles. 2 minutes on your own. Finish up the cycle that you're working on. Normal breathing. Top of the head to a tip of the toe body scan to see if there's been any tension, any gripping introduced. Release. Let go. Soften. Allow the breath to come back into its normal rhythm. And without changing anything, without making an impact, direct your awareness to your breath and just watch. See how it flows, where it goes, how it touches in the nostrils, in the sinuses, in your throat. And how does it move in your torso? What's the volume of air moving? What's the volume of your container? And then bend your elbows, bend your knees. Remember, you're likely up on a little bit of a height. So now as you roll to your side, roll carefully off of your blankets, off of your bolster. And then move your blankets off to the side and lie flat for Shavasana. It's always important to lie flat for Shavasana after our pranayama practice. So settle yourself in here. Center yourself on your mat. If you need a bolster or something underneath your knees, you can do that. A little blanket underneath your head, you're certainly welcome to do that. And lie flat here, quiet here. Continue to draw yourself inward here. Do a top of the head to a tip of the toe body scan. Release any tension. Let go of any gripping. And go inward, letting the external world fall away. Allow you to be who you are, only for you. In these next few moments, staying in Shavasana as long as you would like. Namaste.